In Florida, we have a place for you. Not only do we understand your aspirations, we're ready for them. For all the amazing things your future holds, we hold the key. Florida, the future is here.
This is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome to Your Money Matters. I'm Charlie Turner in New York. Fed policymakers, wrapping up a two-day meeting, left short-term interest rates unchanged Wednesday. That was no surprise. Any rate hike may not come now until the end of the year. The Fed also signaled it could launch its plan to slowly shrink its $4.5 trillion bond portfolio after the next meeting in September. Joining us to talk about the Fed meeting and statement is Greg McBride, Bankrate.com's chief financial analyst. Greg, weren't investors looking for signals about whether a slowdown in inflation might alter the Fed's plans for another rate hike this year?
Well, inflation definitely has the Fed's attention. In June, they had said that, you know, they had noted their concerns that inflation had been softening. The data has only gotten softer in the past month. And in the latest statement, they noted that on a trailing 12-month basis, inflation, no matter how you look at it, at the headline level, or even if you exclude things like food and energy, it's well below, it's declined, and it's well below the 2% mark. So the bottom line is this: I think the Fed's going to have a tough time raising short-term interest rates again until inflation starts moving toward that 2% threshold rather than away from it.
I don't know. It sounds like, from what you're saying, they could put off a rate hike until sometime next year, even though, you know, household spending and business investment continue to expand, as they say. It just sounds like inflation is not strong enough to justify another rate hike.
Well, it certainly doesn't give them any urgency to hike rates again. So I think in the more immediate term, they're kind of shifting their focus away from the movement on short-term interest rates to focus on kicking off the balance sheet, downsizing that bond portfolio. But as far as short-term rate hikes are concerned, it'll be much later this year if we get one. Before the end of the year. And even that is going to be contingent upon some improvement in those inflation numbers from the Fed's perspective. So for consumers, you know, those variable rate credit cards that have been steadily marching higher, the home equity line of credit that's been steadily marching higher, you're going to get a bit of a reprieve from that. But unfortunately, I think it may also rob some of the momentum from savers that we've seen beginning to build after three rate hikes in the last 7 months.
The economy hasn't been exactly performing great guns this year. Has the economy performed basically in line with the Fed's expectations for 2017?
Well, the Fed has this habit of overestimating, and they overestimate economic output. They overestimate how much they're going to raise interest rates. That's kind of an annual tradition, sort of like, taxes and Christmas. But, this is the first year where they may be close, right? They said coming into the year they were going to raise rates three times this year. They've done so twice in the first half of the year, and that gives them the window to do so again before the end of the year. The economy's been softer than expected again, but the departure isn't as wide this year as what we've seen from the Fed in the past. But their overestimating of the economic output, that's really become a normal thing for them.
A time-honored tradition. I'm speaking with Greg McBride. He is chief financial analyst at Bankrate.com, and you're listening to Your Money Matters.
We know you well, you who became a multimillionaire at 43 and you who was born one. We know you who loses sleep over how your kids will deal with inheriting a fortune, and you no longer getting a paycheck but not needing one either. And also you who doesn't have to work but can't help not to, you serial entrepreneur, you. At BNY Mellon Wealth Management, we know because we know you well. And that gives us the necessary insight to help you grow, protect, and transfer your wealth. BNY Mellon is the corporate brand of the Bank of New York Mellon Corporation and its subsidiaries.
Thanks for listening, everyone. Greg, how does the Fed's plan to shrink its $4.5 trillion bond portfolio play into this? I know during the financial crisis, they purchased all this money, which was in Treasury and mortgage securities. How does that plan to shrink this portfolio work in with interest rate hikes?
Well, let's look at what effect that those purchases had in the years that followed the financial crisis. When the Fed was buying all of those Treasury securities and buying all those mortgage-backed bonds, the goal and the outcome was that it pushed long-term interest rates lower, specifically mortgage rates. They targeted mortgage rates by buying those mortgage-backed bonds. And, you know, as we talk today, fixed mortgage rates are still right around 4%. So check that box. That worked. The other thing that buying all those bonds did is it incentivized investors to go into riskier assets. Well, stock market's at a record high. Home prices have rebounded nicely from where they were, after the financial crisis. Check that box. That worked too. But if they're going to start unwinding that portfolio, even at a snail's pace, you've got to wonder if eventually we see the opposite effect. Do we see long-term interest rates move up rather than move down? Do we see a heightened level of volatility in the stock market that we haven't seen in a few years? Do we see the type of sharp drops and corrections that we haven't seen in a few years? Does that put a ceiling on how much home price appreciation we can see, particularly with wage growth still pretty sluggish?
All right. So do you think the timetable is like this? The Fed could start to shrink its bond portfolio, say, after the meeting in September, and then maybe enact another rate hike in December? Could the timetable work roughly like that?
I think it definitely lays out that way at this point. They've certainly teed up the start date for the balance sheet normalization to come at that September meeting. So expect that to kick off by October 1st. And yes, they have latitude to raise rates again, probably by December. Again, the caveat being they need the inflation numbers to move closer to 2% instead of away from 2%.
Greg McBride, Bankrate.com's chief financial analyst. Greg, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
And that's Your Money Matters. I'm Charlie Turner at the Wall Street Journal.
For more insights, enable the Wall Street Journal skill on any device with Amazon Alexa. Get all of our podcasts, as well as the latest news and market updates. The Wall Street Journal. Listen ambitiously.